Summer Breeze 2025 hier in der EMP Backstage Club Area. Gute Freunde aus Schweden, Orbit Culture! Great to have you here again.
Yeah.
Because 2 years ago, you were here releasing the record Descent. And now you're here, you don't play, but you have a new record coming out on October 3rd, Death Above Life. Yes. Great record. Great record.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Well, fucking great to be back here at Summer Breeze again. Unfortunately, we wanted to play, but next year.
Next year you're going to play.
Year, yeah, fuck yeah. But yeah, thank you so much for having us once more, yeah.
You have already 3 singles out. And a very spectacular one is Hydra, especially with the video. That was inspired by the movie Dune, right?
Very much so, yeah, totally.
And it's no green screen, you were standing in the desert.
Yeah, we're standing in the desert, sweating our Swedish asses off, yeah.
And in which desert was it?
What was that?
In which desert was it?
It was like, was it like 4 hours outside of LA or something? 5 hours? I can't remember. Which desert? I have no clue, but yeah.
But somewhere in America, California.
Yeah, somewhere in America.
Close to the Mexican border, I think it was, yeah. Yeah. It was cool.
So you're used to the heat. Today's no problem for you after doing this video, right?
We never get used to the heat. We're Swedes.
We're glad to be here, but this heat is a fucking nightmare. Yeah.
Give me cold, dark winters.
Yeah. And what are the lyrics about of Hydra? What are the lyrics about of Hydra?
It is like the whole album, especially Hydra, and the song Bloodhound that you've heard, but not these guys yet. It is about cutting ties with, you know, people, even feelings, you know, progressing and moving forward and cutting ties with, you know, people we thought were, you know, using our, you know, our songs, our stuff, basically, to their own advantage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a big fuck you finger to the music industry, basically. Yeah.
And I guess you said about the record, it's like a new beginning. In which way? Is it a new start?
I think, you know, jumping on Century Media now and, you know, Death Above Life being that first release, everything just feels so new and fresh. And, yeah, we're excited for the future.
So it's more about the business side, the new beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, not about and the music.
A lot behind the scenes stuff that had to change. And I mean, on the outside, it could look like the band is rising steadily. And but there's been tough times too, for sure. And, you know, dealing with... I mean, we are so lucky to even sit here and talk about this, but getting, you know, a daily life together with... playing shows and doing a record and, you know, and obviously some sort of pressure is always in the back of the, you know, your mind.
It's not only like fairy tales all the time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I would love to say that it is because we love what we do, but there's a lot of pressure behind it as well, for sure. And for us, it's been going pretty fast, I would say. Like, we've been super spoiled playing with a lot of big bands and stuff, but on the same way, it's like, taking so much from you in that short of time, so it's of course you need to figure out the family life and all that stuff also during all this pressure, but we love it, we love the competitiveness or whatever about it as well, so
I mean, in the last 2 years you played with In Flames, Amon Amarth, Trivium Bullet for My Valentine. I mean, which tour was the best for you?
I mean, we
the most fun tours was with Avatar, I would say.
Yeah.
Because we became like really good friends. Yeah. Like, we're still really good friends. But the most special one for me is Slipknot, of course, since I'm a Slipknot like fanboy or whatever.
But it's like, I mean, we know we've been so spoiled. I mean, Meshuggah, Slipknot, Avatar, Machine Head, In Flames, like, that's basically a whole Summer Breeze roster right there.
Almost,
right?
Yeah. All headliners.
Yeah, exactly. So we have been going to the best like school of rock that you could ever attend to. And we are super proud of that.
And have we watched that movie many times.
Yeah.
Let's talk about another video you had out already. The Tales of War. It's a bridge into the future, I've heard.
It is. I mean, with that song, I mean, it felt pretty natural to bring it out first because it still, even though there are some songs on this new album that are, you know, a bit more experimental for us, the Tales of War was like more Orbit Culture friendly, so we wouldn't scare off fans immediately. But we had to, you know, spice it up. With that song, it acted like a bridge into the new stuff.
A very cinematic intro. It's built up very slowly, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have always used like these long intros, cinematic stuff when we play, and we were like, we should bake that into a song instead, so we don't have to rip off Hans Zimmer anymore.
So, I mean, are movies an influence for you in general?
Yes, definitely. Yeah,
I mean, a lot of nerdy movies is inspiration all the time. We are a bunch of fucking nerds.
Like which, like horror movie or science fiction or
everything? I would
everything.
Say,
yeah.
Maybe not so much like a rom com, but I guess The Holiday has a good soundtrack too.
Yeah. I mean, we love horror movies, we love sci-fi. You and me both fucking love Titanic, so it's like we take inspiration from
everything. Love Titanic.
Yeah.
Fucking love Titanic.
That's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
When a death metal guy becomes romantic.
I see that movie so many times a year, it's insane. I fucking love that movie. I'm not even embarrassed about it. It's a great movie.
Do you want to sing the song?
It's a great song as well.
Let me hear.
I will not sing it though. I'm not a singer. Ask this guy. He can do it.
I can try to like growl it or something. I don't know.
Okay, and the last single was Death Above Life, the title track, which is almost kind of horror-esque, right?
Yeah.
It's another movie-inspired song.
It is, and it's like... I think that, you know, that intro, that scary, like, distorted trumpet or whatever it is, that, like, laid the whole... It's, like, beneath the whole track, like, you know, sets the atmosphere pretty fast. And it's very horror-inspired. Yeah. And kind of relentless. I mean, when you listen to it, it's like a marching thing that just goes on and on and on. But, yeah, it's meant to be.
And one of my favorite songs on the record is The Storm, which is pretty obviously influenced by Amon Amarth, correct?
Amon Amarth, yeah. It's very much so. That was probably our like biggest question mark, if we're going to add that to the album or not. But we thought people was going to like it, and the people we've been showing it to, they fucking loved it. And we started rehearsal it, and it's a super fun song to play, so yeah.
But you didn't do it on purpose, it just happened accidentally.
Yeah.
And then when you listen to it, like, wow, it's... kind of Amon Amarth like.
Didn't we say though we wanted a song that was blended like Amon Amarth and The Offspring?
Yeah, something like that.
The Kids Aren't All Right, 4 chord song, like, yeah, just blasting. So, yeah.
And in general, I think your sort of industrial influences, like Ministry, Static X, this kind of stuff, it comes out more obvious than in the past. Is that correct, that impression?
I mean the tools that we have always used, like these cinematic. I think it's like what it's called, like jars that you hit on.
Yeah.
Not jars, but like
kegs.
Kegs, exactly. Yeah. So that's always been like in our writing project. And when we want to like add elements, they are like the first tracks that we add some fucking kegs here and there. And that's, I think, where the industrial feeling comes from. Yeah.
And as I said, the album will come out October 3rd. And then you're going on tour. Let me see when you're going on tour. In November, October and November, pretty soon after.
Yep.
We're looking forward to that.
Yes! Cologne, yeah, fuck yeah, man.
And I bet on tour you will have some great merchandise, because your whole artwork and your merchandise is very stylish. So are you involved yourself in this whole design?
Yeah, I mean, we're...
It's usually you and me who like pick
control
like merch
designs.
The stylers of the band.
Yeah. No, but we usually sit down and like, even if we hire a guy to draw something or whatever, we have some designs that we never use because we weren't like super satisfied about it, or we feel like it's not the right time at the moment. But it's usually you and me who decides what we're bringing on tour or whatever. So we always have a finger involved in like merch stuff.
One thing is that when it comes to merch, when looking at the emblem that we have, we feel like that's what, you know, you can have skulls and shit and everything, but what people, I think, really want is the emblem, so we...
Yeah, he got a tattoo on his fucking throat, I guess, so...
Exactly, yeah. So we have to respect that, and the emblem is Orbiculture, I guess, these days. So
you do avoid the clichés on purpose.
What was that?
You do avoid the clichés on purpose. It's like no skulls, no regular.
We love skulls too. That's the problem. Yeah.
But stylish skulls.
Yeah, yeah, stylish skulls.
It's not like the typical death metal skull.
Yeah.